Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Is that not the panic?
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Hi, Heather. What's going on?
I need to hit the panic button. I need your guys' help.
What's up?
So my 13-year-old daughter has been picking on my 8-year-old daughter about her weight. And
well, hold on a second. Back that up.
Yeah.
Your older daughter is picking on your younger daughter.
Yeah.
Does the older daughter think her sister's overweight, or does everyone think that?
She's got a little kid chubbiness to her, and my husband thinks that this is okay. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way to let our kid know that. And he's like, there is no better way.
Ooh. All right. So you agree she's overweight. Like, you've had her checked out. You're right.
He's like, that's the best way. Like, that's what needs to be done. Like, she does need to lose weight. And that's like a sibling's role, is to pick on them so they get it, you know, so they understand it. And he thinks that's ideal, that, you know, siblings tease each other and then they get it. And I just don't feel like it is. I feel like letting my kid bully my other kid does not seem like a good answer to this.
This is confusing.
His whole thought process is like, nobody ever goes into therapy because their sibling teased them.
On the other hand, you do hear about people going into therapy or having eating disorders because their dad or their moms.
Yeah.
Your husband fancies himself a visionary?
I guess so, huh?
All right, so you want to know if people agree with your husband's idea that it's better to get picked on by your older sister than to get picked on or get spoken to by pretty much anybody else.
That's what he thinks. Yeah.
All right. Keep listening. Wait, we'll get some advice. 404-741-0985. 404-741-0985. It's tough when you got a little kid that's overweight and you don't know. I mean, a lot of times I think people don't say anything.
My mama bear heart is breaking right now. I can't imagine being in the position of like, well, maybe she needs that kind of encouragement and wanting to protect your child.
Let's see what you think. 404-741-0985.
You've got a problem.
Are you freaking out? Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
And Heather hit that panic button. She needs advice because her 13-year-old daughter is bullying her 8-year-old daughter about her weight. And Heather says, oh, the youngest daughter is overweight but doesn't think this is the right way to go about it. Heather's husband loves the idea, wants it to continue.
This is crazy.
I thought it was interesting that he said, like, you never hear about people in therapy complaining about things that their sister said, but you always hear about things that their parents said.
Gosh.
Amanda and Hiram.
As a parent of an 8-year-old, you really don't have to say anything. You just change their habits. They're at an age where you're still the adult and they're still the child, and whatever you do and whatever rules you set out for them, they have to follow.
Problem there, and because I've seen this happen before, is that parents are not usually willing to get rid of the Doritos and the ring-dings, and the hiding place isn't very good.
But there's also genetics that play into this. My little girl, we didn't allow candy in our house, and when she was 2, she was 50-something pounds wearing 5T. Like, she was a little chunky monkey, but it wasn't because we were overfeeding
her. I do have a child overweight. It takes a lot of hard work, and it takes really working with your child to set healthy boundaries.
Nicole in Braselton.
Yes.
Hi, what do you say?
Hey, I'm pretty disgusted by that husband, and I think it's kind of sad the mom feels the need to call a radio station to find out if that's okay.
It's like, who's running the show over there?
Right.
Exactly. Like, come on. You are a couple. You need to discuss this between yourselves.
Yeah, but what is the matter? I appreciate that, but they don't know where to turn. They don't know the answer. What do you do when you've got an 8-year-old that's overweight and you know that it's bad for the parents to say anything?
And yeah, so I think if you want to see a change in your child's weight, then you need to work as a family. I think you need to change diet, exercise more, and make it easy to where everyone has to follow the same routine, so it doesn't make it a complex for that child to feel like something is wrong with them.
Thank you so much for the call. We actually have a pediatrician on hold.
Oh, good. Okay. So
what, an expert opinion on our show? No. That's coming up next.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
Do not panic. Do not panic.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
And that's what Heather did. She needs advice because her 13-year-old daughter is bullying her 8-year-old daughter about the 8-year-old daughter's weight. And Heather says, well, yeah, my youngest daughter, maybe she is a little bit overweight, but this isn't the right way to go about it. Heather's husband's like, I like how this is going down. It needs to continue.
Yeah, what? He's saying this because he knows that if a parent, if a mom or dad is giving an 8-year-old grief, that leads to eating disorders and all of that, where he thinks that the traditional role of the older sibling giving grief to the younger sibling does not end with therapy.
I'm the older sibling and I've given my sister grief, but there's a line. There is a line that you can't cross.
Reba in Jonesboro.
And this is coming from 20 years of school counseling experience in elementary level, that the family, siblings, parents should be a safe haven for children. So if they're coming home and being bullied, the parents have to consider this to take on the child's emotions.
Yeah, and you also, Reva, you also have to take into account, like, sit the 13-year-old daughter down and go, like, is this the relationship that you want to have?
Right.
With your younger sister for the rest of your life, because bullies come and go, but families are forever.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. You know, I will say that I've seen this happen before. It's happened in my own life. And really, I think that the approach is what the first caller said, which is the parents need to start introducing healthier choices. It's so simple. Do family outdoor activities. Mm-hmm. Don't have potato chips in the house. But it's hard, it's probably harder for us as adults to make those changes in our own lives.
Can I hit the panic button? Because my daughter and my wife bully me.
You're next week, my friend. Let's see here. Margaret in Cumming?
Yeah, I'm a pediatrician.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I was waiting for a pediatrician to call in because we've had this conversation with our doctor before, because my daughter's pretty thick and my pediatrician, she is. She's solid. She is solid. Our pediatrician's like, she's fine. Stop.
She's a child.
Yep, she's a child.
And I have 6 kids myself.
Wow.
But I think the siblings, that it's important that that older daughter support the younger sister, you know, and maybe the parents can work with the older daughter and say, hey, let's all get together and support each other and encourage, you know, outdoor play, and let's just try to change our diets and be good examples. But the more you pick on her, she will end up having those memories go on the rest of her life. And then it might affect the children that she raises when she becomes a mother herself.
Thank you so much. We wrap it up with an expert opinion. Pinch me.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on
B98.5. 7:25, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 76.
Woo.
57 in Midtown. Hawks beat the Knicks 112-99. Powerball is now at $1.5 billion.
Wow.
No winner last night. That's Saturday is the next drawing. What's up, Charlie?
A Woodstock family caught 3 boys doing something very suspicious on their Ring doorbell camera Halloween night, and it's got a lot of people wanting their names. That story is coming up. But first, speaking of Halloween, after a 2-year hiatus, Jimmy Kimmel asked his audience to record themselves telling their kids that they ate their Halloween candy, and their reaction is more than worth the wait.
We ate all your Halloween candy. I'm so sorry.
So that's why you're not my best friend anymore.
Well, we got hungry last night. And we ate all your candy.
Let me see.
Oh,
damn it.
Torturing,
my favorite.
Torturing kids for laughs.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
They will. It's so fun. And it's you're giving them something to talk about in therapy in 30 years.
Right, fine. Exactly.
What were three little boys doing on a Woodstock family's Ring doorbell camera Halloween night that's going viral? Well, when 8-year-old Eli Wilkie and his brother, 13-year-old Carson Wilkie, and then their friend, 13-year-old Samuel Vasquez, rolled up to a house in Woodstock, they saw the bowl was empty, where the family wasn't there, so yeah. They had to sign up. They stepped in to fill the family's Halloween bowl with their own candy for the next trick-or-treaters. Amazing.
Gosh.
The mother of the two boys, Ava Wilkie, said, "The world can be a tough place, and I know the community they were raised in supports them, and it means everything." The boy's dad, Mike Wilkie, called it a proud father moment. That is amazing.
You know, it's you think about, because we all have kids now,
yeah.
Right? You think about the idiots that we have been our entire lives, and then your kid does something like that.
Right.
Like, we got an email from our daughter's teacher like last year. They were coming in from recess and Avery picked up some of the leaves that had blown in and put them on a table because she didn't want anybody else to like slip when they were walking in. I was like, she didn't learn that from
me. No, she did not.
Now, so these kids, they notice a bowl is empty on Halloween and then they dump their Halloween candy into the bowl. I got that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Did they check the bowl to make sure it wasn't like a bunch of the reject sweet tarts and Tootsie Rolls and Clementines?
Come on, let's just say these boys did something amazing.
Like a bag of pennies and a toothbrush in there?
I'm not convinced.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Kara's out on maternity leave, so I'll be filling in for her this morning with Rebecca in Fayetteville. Hey, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Good morning. Got to let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. But they are putting up none of the money that gets paid if I lose.
Yeah, let's kick Ted out of the studio, Rebecca. Let's get his money.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Rebecca, here's the game. Tad's going to leave the studio. We'll ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions, and we'll bring Tad in. We'll ask him the same exact questions. All you got to do is get more right than Tad and then take $100 of his money. Sound good?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, question number 1. Tomorrow's the last day to early vote in Georgia. Who's challenging Brian Kemp for the governor's office?
Stacey Abrams.
Question 2. Daniel Radcliffe got offended when a reporter asked him if he'd ever dress as the wizard character he portrayed in nine movies for Halloween. What's that character?
Harry Potter.
Question 3. The average ticket price for the UGA-Tennessee game Saturday is over $1,400. Ooh. If Georgia's main color is red, what's Tennessee's?
That'd be orange.
Question 4. Zooey Deschanel, who starred alongside Will Ferrell in the movie, says she's planning to let her kids watch Elf for the first time this year.
First time?
Yeah, I think they're young. What was Elf's name?
Buddy.
Question number 5. During an appearance on Kelly Clarkson's talk show, Selena Gomez revealed she likes pickle juice snow cones.
Ew.
Can you name the U.S.'s largest pickle company, most popular?
Mount Olive.
Oh, my God. When I wrote the question, I said there's not a chance anybody is getting that question right. And she did. She got all 5 right. Tad, just scratch out the check now.
Really?
You're not getting question number 5 unless it's a great guess. All right. Not going to tell Tad if he's right or wrong until the end. Are you ready for the same questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who is challenging Brian Kemp for the governor's office?
Stacey Abrams. Was that the question everybody was amazed with?
It's question 5. All right. Question number 2. Daniel Radcliffe got offended when a reporter asked him if he'd ever dress as the wizard character for Halloween that he portrayed in 9 movies. That character.
Harry Potter.
Question number 3. If Georgia's main color is red, what's Tennessee's?
Orange.
I had a friend that went to Tennessee and said they call them the witches and the orange britches. All right. Question number 4. Zooey Deschanel, who starred alongside Will Ferrell in the movie, says she's going to plan to let her kids watch Elf for the first time this year. What's Elf's name?
Buddy.
Question number 5, which you are not getting right. During an appearance on Kelly Clarkson's talk show, Selena Gomez revealed she likes pickle juice snow cones. Can you name the U.S.'s largest pickle company?
The U.S.'s largest pickle company. I'll just say what pickles I have.
Okay.
Mount Olive.
Are you for real?
Who knows what brand pickles they have?
What?
Who knows what brand of pickles they have in their refrigerator?
We've been buying Mount Olive my whole life.
Go figure. I thought you'd say Vlasic and you'd get it wrong.
Vlasic?
Mount Olive is the right answer. Rebecca got them all right. So did Tad.
Rebecca, I was cheering for you.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, no cash, but you still get the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Is that what you came for?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the money's dirty, but those plunging jumpsuits that those fellas wear, that's so clean.
That's what they wear?
Oh, yeah, my. The long hair. You've not been to CTSO.
Charlie, the men are more beautiful than the women at Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's not even close. Not even close.
I need to be cultured.
Yeah.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up, taddrexandkara.com. Make me crazy. It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess you're crazy. If you've got a confession, 404-741-0985. Start out with Jimmy and Lilburn.
My wife offered to pretty much take the kids out trick-or-treating if I stayed home and took care of the trick-or-treaters.
You just had to stay back and hand out candy?
Exactly.
All right. Easy way out.
As soon as they left, I ordered pizza, shut off all the lights, and just started playing video games.
What in the world did you do with all that candy?
Dude, I'm like a hero at work.
How did you not get caught, though? Like, what if they decided to end trick-or-treating early and come home?
I just kept texting my wife and just being like, send me photos.
You lazy bum.
I mean, I enjoyed my time.
Obviously.
I enjoyed my time.
John just hit up the Tad Drex and Kara Facebook page. This is strange. His confession is, I collect remotes for no good reason. Whenever I'm at someone's house, I steal a remote. I have over 100 in my garage. I never use them. I just steal them.
That's disturbing.
The guy, he says his name is John. Are we sure it's not Jeff as in Jeffrey, as in Dahmer?
We're going to remember his name. And every time a remote goes missing in our city, he's suspect number one.
Remotes are like $4 now.
And they're all like universal.
Yeah, exactly.
Stephanie, incoming your confession on Confess You're Crazy.
My cat went missing a month ago. He was found and he didn't make it. So we had to bury him 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that stinks, Stephanie.
But then yesterday he came through the window.
Okay, hang on a second. The cat came back to life?
Well, I'm not sure whose cat I have under my rose bush in the garden.
Is it possible that your cat, what's your cat's name?
Mr. Tinkles.
Is it possible Mr. Tinkles climbed out of there?
I don't know.
I'd be afraid to look.
Yeah, I'm just glad my cat's back.
You might as well just sell your house and move somewhere else.
No. We're not doing that.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Katie, you're a stylist, do we call it?
Yeah, I'm a stylist or a hairdresser, whatever you want to say.
Right. What happened with your, you had a big client come in?
I did. I was so excited because there's this local influencer that has a ton of followers, and she chose me to do her hair. She has like well over a million followers.
A million followers?
Yeah.
Oh my. That's
She's
just on Instagram.
Very popular.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this could open doors for me. She's going to post about it.
Yeah.
Because it was a really specific cut.
Right. So you were figuring she posts pictures of herself on Instagram. Her followers are like, who did your hair? You get to say it. She says it's you.
Yeah, because even though you work at a salon, I know a lot of hairdressers are like, you're an independent contractor. You work for yourself.
For
sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. So something like this is a big deal because it usually brings a lot of clients. And I've actually never done someone's hair who has this much of a following. So I was super nervous, but excited, and just really wanted it to go well. And it did not go well.
Jeez. What happened?
She came in and she had something really specific in mind. And of course, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do my research. Like, I'm going to be as prepared as possible. So I researched what she wanted and, you know, just so nervous because I just want to get it right.
Yeah.
And so this
past Saturday, I cut her hair. I really felt like I did a great job. You know, I did exactly what she asked for. And so when she put her glasses back on and turned around and saw herself in the mirror, she just had this, I know the look. Yeah. It's only happened like one other time to me. Usually my clients love what I do, but it came over her face and I asked if everything was okay. And she was like, yes, it's fine. But she was fighting back tears. Right. I could tell she wasn't happy.
She said it was fine, but you could tell she was. And I run into this all the time because when you can't see, you don't know what's happening until you put your glasses on. So it's like every haircut is like an episode of The Swan. You're the reveal.
So, I mean, so she lied and said she was okay, but obviously was upset. I mean, did she give you an opportunity to fix it? Did you offer a chance to fix it?
I did. I was like, hey, if there's anything you want to change, like, I'm happy to stay later. I want you to be happy. And she was like, no, no. And she basically like ran out of the salon. And I tried to get in touch with her because we were messaging before, obviously, with the plan and everything. And I was like, hey, if there's anything you don't like, you know, it's on me. I'll fix it. But she didn't answer any of my texts or my DMs. So,
I mean, obviously you want to make it right because you don't want a client not happy. And B, there's a chance she could give you some negative press.
Yeah. She has a lot of pull with my business. So I just don't want to I don't know.
Hopefully we can get to her before she posts about it. So we're going to call her and she's not answering the phone when you call. She's not responding to your text. So we'll call. Hopefully she'll pick up the phone. We can ask for forgiveness and hopefully you can make this right, okay?
Thank you.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Oh, Katie blew an opportunity to do a great job on a local social media influencer's hair. I mean, if she did a great job, this woman could really make her career. Well, instead, when this lady put her glasses back on, she was mortified at what she saw.
Oh, no.
So, Katie, we're going to call this social media influencer's name is Brianna and see if we can get her forgiveness.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brianna?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're great. We understand that you're a social media influencer.
Yeah, absolutely. I do a lifestyle blog, and I guess someone has sent you my stuff because you're calling me. So
Well, we need some help over here with our radio station. We need help with the reels and all that stuff.
Oh, gosh, I got you guys. No problem.
So have you shot stuff recently? Like anything?
So I haven't shot anything recently. I still feel bad because I got my hair done and it looks hot mess. Like I look horrible and I just feel so self-conscious right now. So I don't even know what to do.
And it's that bad?
It's horrible. Like I don't want to be emotional on the phone with you guys because I don't want to come off as like, you know, just some diva or whatever, but I look like a boy right now. Like I look horrible. Like I'm not into like wigs and stuff, so I don't know what to do. Like,
were you specific with the hairstylist? Like
I was very specific and I just can't understand how it could have been such a disconnect. Like, especially since she came so highly recommended. Like everybody was posting on my page. Oh, go to her. Go to Katie.
Usually if you don't like the hairstyle, the hairstylist will fix it for you. Like a lot of times I'll be like, take a little bit more off the top or whatever. Yeah.
There's no way she can fix this. This chick cut off all of my hair. I have no hair. I'm bald. Like there's no way for her to fix this. I have to just sit here and, you know, for weeks and days and months and years for it to grow back out. Like what can she do?
Let's see if we can figure this out because this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And we have the stylist Katie on the phone with us. She reached out to us because she was feeling terrible. And so we've got to be able to come to terms with what we're going to do here, how we're going to fix this.
Yeah, like what were the instructions you gave to Katie?
I told her to make me look like Michelle Williams. I mean, Michelle Williams has long, thick, pretty hair. I don't understand why she cut me like a pixie.
Katie?
I'm just confused because Michelle Williams doesn't have long hair. She has a pixie cut.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Michelle Williams, she was married to Heath Ledger. Is that right?
Yeah. No, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. say my name, you know, like Beyonce, oh Kelly, Michelle.
What? Hold on.
Oh, no.
Brianna, you told Katie, make me look like Michelle Williams, meaning Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. Katie heard Michelle Williams, the actress who has short hair.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the actress. I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Brianna, you didn't notice giant clumps of hair coming out?
I don't know. I took my glasses off so she could pick me up. I don't know what was happening. I was so, you know, like posting and stuff and doing my Instagram stuff. I didn't even realize what was happening, honestly.
Katie, is there any way to fix? I don't know how to, like, how would you fix short hair to make it long?
I can definitely fix it. We could do extensions. I can fix it in multiple ways. So, it is free of charge. I'm so sorry that we had this misunderstanding. I know how important this is.
Brianna, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Katie was calling for your forgiveness. Will you accept her apology, forgive her, and maybe give her another chance?
I don't know. I've never had extensions before. I don't know what the heck that's going to look like.
I have a lot of experience, so we can just see what works the best, honestly. We could try a few things.
Why don't you try it? She said it's free of charge. And hopefully you can get this back on track. You gotta forgive her and understand why she didn't get this right. There's two Michelle Williamses.
Right.
Oh, my God. I mean, I guess I should have brought in a picture with me. So let's try these extensions or this wig or whatever the heck you're going to do, because I need to get back to posting.
Yeah, you do.
Thank God there's only one Reba McEntire. Could you imagine?
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.